This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Would have benefited from it. Inshallah, you will reproduce it now, man.
Inshallah, we all.
Excuse me?
Inshallah, we all.
Oh, no, you. Inshallah. Okay, so as I said, like, we are between being nothing and nothing. And there will be a point in time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take everything which is on the face of the earth and will make it vanish. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Everything will vanish. Every angel, every human being, every jinn, every flower, every animal, every fish, every star, every sun, everything will vanish. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And only Allah will be there. When this happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To whom belongs the kingdom today? But there's nobody to answer. So he will answer himself and he will say, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّرِ. To Allah, the one. You see this? الْوَاحِدِ. Because we don't exist together with Allah. We exist thanks to Allah. That's a very big difference. Our existence is dependent. You see? So this is why he's the one. But we don't say, like people with the wrong aqidah, that there is something which is called wahdatul wujud, for example. That they say that everything is Allah and Allah is everything because we exist through Allah, so we are a part of Allah. Some people say that Allah comes in creation and that creation can become one with Allah. This is kufr. Okay, so this is not the direction we are going. So we are saying we don't exist together with Allah, meaning Allah's existence is independent and our existence is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so now then he will say, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. Yani, the dominion is from Allah, the one, al-Qahar, the one that oppresses everything, rules over everything, and that who submits everything to his will. Everything. Allah is such a powerful king, like now the kings and queens and presidents and emirs, they don't decide when a leaf falls from the tree. They don't decide which form and shape the clouds will have flying over their heads, showing that they are not the true kings and queens of the universe. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla wa ala says, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. And there is not a single leaf that falls from a tree or he has knowledge of it. Why? Because he's the one that does it. So when these leaves fall from the trees, we have the scientific view. Oh yes, that's the wind, it's compression and depression, and not depression, compression, and so much more, and now leaves fall. That's true. This is what we can unveil, because we can't see the power of Allah. But this is the manifestation of Allah's power. وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves the winds and everything. He says that he does it. So when the leaves fall, he's actually doing it. Don't disconnect what you see from Allah's will and power, and then you will always be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is when we think that nature is independent and that things happen far away from Allah's irada and qudra, from his power and will, that we will look at nature as something, you know, independent. And now when you know that the clouds above you are shaped by Allah al-Musawwir, this form is not by accident. Is there something that can happen by accident in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's universe? Nothing. So when you look at the shape and you look at the colors, it's He al-Musawwir, the one that gives shape and form and color and smell and taste to everything. Why do we say, the bananas, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them to be yellow. But when we look at the sky, all of a sudden we don't have this feeling. Every color, every taste, every smell, every shape, every form is by and through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ ما تحرثون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haven't you looked at that which you take out of the earth? أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Allah asks us, are you you're the ones that create it and give the shape and everything to make it come and sprout out of the earth? No, we are the ones. We are the ones. So even by just looking at the crop coming out of the ground and opening and the flowers blossoming, we are astonished and our iman increases. So we are always saying, I feel so far from Allah. How can you be far from Allah? Everything in the universe is calling His name, but we just don't understand it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there's nothing in the heavens or in the earth. Or they are doing tasbih from Allah. The scholars say tasbih doesn't mean yani that they are saying subhanallah walhamdulillah. Allah said, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you don't understand their tasbih. Tasbih means they are reminding you, reminding you of Allah. They are doing tasbih, yani they are telling you Allah exists, look at us. How can you even think that you're far away from Allah while He is always showing you that He is near to you? He has created everything for you not to forget that you are returning to Him. Every time a tree dies, there are new leaves to remind you of resurrection after death. Every time you sleep and you wake up, you are reminded that you will die and we will be revived. Every time the sun burns above your head, you are reminded that one day she will be above your head on the day of judgment. Some say so that you would remember hellfire. Everything. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ آيَةٍ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ الْوَاحِدِ. In everything there is a sign showing us, reminding us of the fact that He is one. One. So the problem is that when you only find your Lord when you pray, you only find your Lord when you read Quran or when you do Siyam, that's not enough to keep your soul alive. It is only when you live life and you look through the correct lenses, the lenses of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything will eventually strengthen your iman. Like one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he drank water and he fell down on the ground and started weeping. He said, why are you weeping? He said, I just remembered the verse, حِيلَ بَيْنَهُمَّ بَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. Yani, and they will be removed from that which they long for. Yani, people of hellfire will want water, it will not be granted to them. And another one drank water, started crying. He said, why are you crying? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and that day you will be asked about the na'im. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And he said, which na'im, which blessing is greater than a glass of water? Another man from the Sahaba was looking at someone melting iron in the oven and he lost consciousness. He said, why? He said, I looked at iron and steel stronger than me, being able to demolish me, tear me down, tear me apart, shred me. He said, and it melted in the fire of dunya. He said, what about flesh in the fire of al-akhirah? And this is why Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah says, if your hirfa, your profession, is being a man or a woman of the akhirah, you won't need to do dhikr, everything will do dhikr for you. When you pass a door, you think about paradise. When you go under a bridge, you're reminded of the bridge over hellfire. When you see you're at the bus stop, you think about the day where everybody will be resembled until the angel will take him away. It can be that you're just waiting for the bus and that you're in awe because you think about the moment where an angel will come to take you by the hand and drag you to your maker. At the end, you won't be able to escape from the fact of being remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through everything you do, through everything you see, through everything you live. And this is the highest degree of iman. This is the highest degree of iman. And if we are able to do this by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will strengthen us. Everything. But, and that's the last piece of advice I want to share, don't wait for others to participate in this way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the minority will do it. Your wife or your husband might not follow. Your children might not understand. Your neighbors might think you're crazy. You don't care. It's about saving your skin. Literally and figuratively speaking. It's about you will die alone. ذَرْنِي وَمَنْ خَلَقْتُ وَحِيدًا. Leave me alone, says Allah, with the one I have created alone and as an individual. We will die alone. We will be buried alone. We will stay in our grave alone. We will come out of our grave alone. We will stand in front of the scales alone. We will have to pass over the mizan alone. We will be eventually maybe first in hellfire alone. Until we get into paradise, we are all alone. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. That day everybody will run away from everybody. Even a mother will run away from the newborn baby. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And every mother, pregnant mother, will lose her child that day. And will leave her child. She will give birth to the child that wasn't born in dunya. She will leave it. I mean, a mother to do this? فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شَيْبًا. Says Allah. How will you fear if you deny the existence of a day where babies will turn grey? Babies will turn grey. Like Ibn al-Jawzi said, هَذَا بِلَا ذَنْبٍ يَخَافُ لِهَوْلِهِ فَكَيْفَ بِالْمُقِيمِ عَلَى ذُنُوبِ دُورًا. This is a newborn baby who is horrified by the terror of that day. So what about a person who has been sinning for all his life? You see? So we will be alone, apart from two people. Two people won't be alone that day. The Prophet ﷺ said, when two people who love one another for Allah's sake will come forward on the Day of Judgment, one will have 49 hasanat, the other one will have 51. They will both have 49 hasanat. 49. One, two, two. And they say, either we go both to hell or either one of us is saved. 49, 49. If I give you one, you've got 50. You're saved. One says, I can't go either of you. He said, I loved you for Allah. You loved me for Allah. This is what it's about. Let me save you. So he gives him the hasana. And then the command will be given that this one goes to hell and the other one goes to paradise. And when he comes at the gate of paradise, he said, Ya Rabbi, I can't enter paradise without him. I can't. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what made you guys do? What made you do what you just did? What pushed you? What moved you? They said, Mahabbatan fika ya Rabb. Out of love for you, O Lord. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I grant both of you, because of your mutual love for me, to enter paradise. And they enter paradise hand in hand. These are the only people that won't run away from one another, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Those who loved one another for Allah's sake, who weren't friends for money or to get something in return, they were travelers. Travelers to the Akhirah, seeking companionship to go through a world unseen and a day which will take, you know, dure 50,000 years. People who said, we are travelers and we need to get to our destination, please let us help one another. This is what they were living for. This is why they were friends for. And this is why they are rewarded. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, he says, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُونَ بِجَلَالِي الْيَوْمَ أُذِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي. Where are the ones that loved one another for my sake? He calls them, you know, on that day. Because today I will grant them my shadow. And today there is no shadow apart from my shadow. These are the ones. They will not even be frightened on the Day of Judgment. Prophet ﷺ said, some people will not be frightened on the Day of Judgment. Their faces are light. Their clothes are light. Their space is light. They said, Ya Rasulullah, are those the Rusul, the messengers whose status is so elevated that nobody can reach them? He said, no. يَغْبِتُهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ. SubhanAllah. The Anbiya, the prophets, and the martyrs will envy them. لِمَكَانِهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Because of their elevated status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, سِفْهُمْ لَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, describe them to us, O Messenger of God, O Messenger of Allah. He said, there are people, min Nuzair al-Qubba, there are people from all different tribes. Tazawaru lillah. They visited one another for the sake of Allah. They gave each other gifts for the sake of Allah. And they loved one another for Allah. La yakhafuna idha khafa an-nas. They will not be frightened when everybody else is frightened. Why? Love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the only ones. So if you don't want to be alone, look for friends who just want to be with you to travel to Allah. And who? How do you know whether someone is a traveler with you to the hereafter? By being honest with you. Someone who travels with you to the hereafter will never give you fake impressions. When you tell him, brother, what do I need to change? He won't say, brother, everything is good. You are okay. You are generous. You're this, you're that. He will say, I'm sorry. I think you get angry a bit. You know, you get quite angry. Sometimes you don't keep your promises. Sometimes this. And if you then get angry, then you're not the traveler to the hereafter. Then you are not loving him, lillah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu used to go through the market and he would say, Rahimallahu rajulan ahda ilayya uyubi. May Allah be merciful to a man who shows me my shortcomings and mistakes. Why are we so afraid when people tell us what we do wrong? Do you want to go back to Allah with our wrongs? Or do we want to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Kayyom waladatna umuna. Like the day that our mothers gave birth to us without any sins, shortcomings, flaws or mistakes or evil wants or desires or passions. So if you want a traveler to the hereafter, hand in hand, say, brother, let us promise together that you will advise me and I will advise you. You will help me to wake up for Fajr and I will help you. I don't expect anything from you but to advise me on my path to Allah, and I don't expect anything from you, and you not from me apart from this. Someone came to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, Uridu an akuna akhak, yani uridu, I want to be your brother. Yani, I want to be your brother. He said, La tutiqu. He said, you can't handle it. He said, why? He said, if I am your brother, then that which is in your pocket is more mine than it is yours. And that which is in my pocket is more yours than it is mine. The man said, La utiqu. I can't handle this. And he went away. SubhanAllah, brotherhood for Allah. Ya Rabbi. Some of the Salaf, you know how irritating it is when you pray and there's little zzzz on your nose. You know the feeling, right? Even worse, on your lips. You know? When this would happen, the Salaf who loved their brothers and sisters, they would be as quiet as possible because they knew that if they were to move, that the fly would disturb their brother or sister. This is how far their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went. They wouldn't move. If you go, don't do like this, where is it going? So, alhamdulillah, it's not with me. No, it's with somebody else. See, some of the warriors, the Roman warriors, they sent some spies to the Muslim army of Khalid ibn al-Walid. And when they arrived, they went back to the emperors. They said, we can't win against these people. He said, why? He said, they were around, you know, a lake, and one of them dropped something into the water and everybody jumped into the water to be the first one to get it up, to take it back out of the water and give it back to their brother. He said, and when they fight, they put themselves as a shield for their brothers while we push our brothers forward. And when they drop something, we are the last one to jump. And he said, yes, you are true. And then they went again. And then the Muslims were using the siwak. But because they were Arabs, they didn't really know what they were, right? So when they were using the siwak, They said they went back to their emperors. They say they are cannibals. They are preparing themselves to eat us. They are already preparing their teeth. You know, they were just using siwak, but they thought that they were preparing themselves to eat their enemy. So, and then they submitted. So just because of the ukhuwah, of the brotherhood, subhanAllah, when in the time when there was a war, in time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they went to, you know, to the people who were injured, and they went to the first man, and he was in need of water. He said, bring me water. And they went to bring him water. And then he heard somebody else asking for water. He said, go to him first. And then this one heard somebody else, like these 3, 4, 5 people, until they came back to the first one, he was dead. Second one dead. They all died. And when were they doing this? When they were dying. And they were very thirsty. When you die, you are thirsty. This is brotherhood. So all this, yes brother, no brother, alhamdulillah, you're my brother. Calm down. Allah made us brothers, but to say you are my brother, that's in need of proof. My first poem I ever wrote in the Arabic language was about fake brotherhood. I came back from Sudan, from the desert of Sudan, after a memorization of the Quran. And I was in a mosque and I saw how many fakes, how are yous. I detested this. How are you, brother? Everything all right, brother? Can I do something for you, brother? And one day I said, no, I feel quite sad. Maybe you can give me some advice. Allah will take care of you, brother. And he went. He said, subhanAllah, so many fake how are yous. And then I wrote. Of course, it's not a very beautiful thing. It was just in the beginning of my being a Muslim. But anyway, I still remember it. I wrote, it's nathar, it's not a poem. It's لا تسأل عن حالي إلا وأنت مخلص لأنك إن سألت علمت وإن علمت وما عملت حسبت وليس بعد الحساب إلا جنة أو نار. Which means, don't ask how I am doing unless you are sincere. Because when you ask me, you will know. And if you know and you don't act upon your knowledge, you will be responsible. And after this responsibility, neglecting it or fulfilling it, there's nothing but Jannah or Nar. That was my first thing I wrote in Arabic. That was 24 years ago. In the beginning when I was Muslim, you know, my Arabic wasn't strong. And I read the hadith, Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Meaning the Muslim is the one against whom's tongue and hand other Muslims are safeguarded, protected. Meaning he doesn't wrong Muslims with words or with what? With his hand, physically or verbally. So Hala, I thought that the hadith meant the Muslim is the one that gives salam to the Muslims with his hand and his mouth. And he's saying salamu alaykum and shaking. When I would walk on the street, I would see Muslims, I would go salamu alaykum, salamu alaykum, salamu alaykum. And I thought that this was practicing the hadith. Until somebody told me, you are really wrong. So, and I was angry. I said, look at these Muslims, they don't give salam, you know. SubhanAllah. But on the other hand, one of the signs of the end of day is that the Prophet ﷺ said, التَسْلِيمَةُ الْخَاصَةُ, that Muslims will start giving salam only to those who they know. Sometimes when you walk on the street and a sister would give salam to a sister she doesn't know, Salaamu Alaikum, she said, do I know you from somewhere? She doesn't say this, she looks like. And this is not normal. The salam, Abdullah ibn Umar, like in Al-Adab al-Mufrad of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah azawajal, Abdullah ibn Umar would just stand at the bab al-suq, yani the door of the market, to give salam to everybody who would pass. That was his worship that day. He would go, stand from the salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salamu alaykum. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. And should I tell you what you need to do for you to love one another? Spread the salam amongst you. This salam, tasneematul khasa, has happened. We give salam to people we know or in the mosque, salam, salam, salam. But when we see Muslims, imagine you there, Muslim, next to you in the car, Muslim, say, salam alaikum. We'll say, what is he doing? Salam. This unites us. So anyway, I've spoken a lot today. Anyway, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I think inshallah, we spoke about the name, the one, and I think the meaning of it has become clear. What also became clear is how we need to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through nature, through looking at nature, never forgetting that he's the king. There's no shape, no form, no perfume, no taste, or it was created by him. When you eat your food, enjoy it. Every taste is different. There's no banana that is exactly the same taste like another banana. The one you eat was designed for you. Ajib. The apple you eat, the structure, the form, the colors, was for you. It was created for you. This is how much he loves you. You see? And the last thing, and then it's finished. You want to go?
No. It's time for Adhan.
Really? Is it time for Adhan?
6 minutes.
Okay. So I'm going to do it in 2 minutes, then I have to leave because I have another place to attend, inshallah. So when you're going to think, and which I always find incredible, is fish on your plate, you know? Like, so everything on your plate, but fish. I mean, fish has been created. It swims between the orcas or the sharks and the whales, and, you know, it already survives. Then there are so many fisher boats. Some are fishing for Holland, some are fishing for Italy, some are fishing for Belgium, and some are fishing for Britain. These people on that boat, leaving their families behind for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, if we were to pay them to fish for us, we couldn't. A fish would be too expensive. Some of them, their wives are angry with them. What for a stupid job do you have? You leave me, every month you leave me 3 weeks alone with the children. I'm pregnant again. There you are on the ocean, you know. So he has got problems, misery, during the night, storms, waves. And he's looking for your fish. SubhanAllah, your fish, one fish. And then at the end, when the fish is caught, they need to transport it. The driver, you know, how do you call this? Truck driver. He leaves his family behind, 3 weeks. His wife calling, where are you? You know, everybody's about to divorce because of your fish. So now, this fish arrives, then the guy goes to the market early in the morning, 4 in the morning, leaving his wife behind. He said, what for a nasty job do you have, leaving every morning at 4 o'clock? And at the end, you don't buy the fish, you're invited to eat this fish. This fish lived all its life, escaped all the sharks, whales, and other fish that could eat it, escaped all the nets of different boats that it was not destined for. All these people, all of them moved together. Their movements, their breath, their looking, their wanting, their sleeping, their energy was all to get one free fish on your plate. This is why Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلْيَنْدُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ. Let the human being look at his food. Look at your food. SubhanAllah. And it is when we forget to think like this that we get disconnected from Allah. And this is why when we leave the toilet, we say, غُفْرَانِكَ, sorry, Ya Rabbi. Why? Because all this process of from the fish and the sailors and the truck drivers and market man and everything, and then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of all this process, he leaves the energy, the vitamins and everything which is good in your body. It strengthens you while it tires others. It strengthens you. He takes out that which is not beneficial for you, and there we are complaining about our food. Sorry, Ya Rabbi, ghufranak. You see? So we need to re-establish our Muslim way of thinking. And then our hearts will be enlightened and our faith will be strengthened just by eating fish. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you so much. Thank you.